Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hello and welcome to This Day in History. I'm your host, Elise, and here's what happened on January 26th. John F. Kennedy's 1,000 days as president were marked by a series of firsts, and one came just about a week after his inauguration on this day in 1961. That's when JFK appointed Janet Travell as his personal physician, making her the first woman in history to hold the post. By the time she became the official presidential physician, Dr. Travell, an orthopedist, had worked closely with Kennedy for 5 years. Kennedy suffered from persistent back pain that he claimed was the cumulative effect of injuries sustained playing football and as a PT boat captain in World War II, but was probably related to his secret struggle with Addison's disease. Surprising fact, throughout Kennedy's presidency, Travell prescribed an astounding number of medications to treat his pain, including phenobarbital, Librium, meprobamate, codeine, Demerol, and methadone. Kennedy also took Nembutal as a sleep aid. The Kennedy family credited Dr. Travell with enabling a determined Kennedy to maintain the punishing schedule that his political career demanded, despite chronic pain and illness. Also on this day in history, in 1788, Australia was founded as a penal colony. And in 1934, one of America's most iconic films got underway when Sam Goldwyn purchased the rights to Frank Baum's novel, The Wizard of Oz. Thanks for listening. That's all for today in history. Make sure to rate, review, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts. Tune in tomorrow to learn a little bit more about the world around you. And of course, have a great day.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.